Next agenda item here also pertains to summer flounder, and it involves the commercial harvest of summer flounder. Deputy Chief Smino.
Thank you, Commissioner. So this is the other side of that coin. Maybe I should have even left that presentation open, because we're talking about the same stock with the same issues. As Katie mentioned, the recreational fishery is facing a 30% cut this year because of stock issues, as is the commercial fishery. So we manage our commercial fishery with the vast majority of our harvest coming from offshore trawl vessels. I say that to you guys a lot, so I'm pretty sure you realize that. And I also say we work very closely with them to utilize that quota and to do so in the best financial terms possible. That's never been so important as it is right now, because this isn't the first year of cuts. You know, we've seen quite a few cuts, and we're dealing with one of the lowest commercial quotas we've had. We work closely with industry. We work closely with other states to set opening dates for the directed fishery so as not to flood the market, since, you know, these fish that are being landed in New Jersey and North Carolina are going on the same market as fish landed in Virginia. Staff really is the one who decides what the safe trip limits are so as to best utilize the quota without any risk of going over it. So we have one of the lowest quotas ever, with pretty much the most active vessels we've seen since the days of horse scallop fishing. So that put me in a situation where my recommendation to the higher-ups and will be to the commission is to have a fairly low trip limit of 7,500 pounds. It's at a situation where just a few years ago, I don't really think these boats could have made money on a trip that low. However, with the flounder quota so low, they are getting a decent price per pound lately, and so that was met favorably when I told the individuals they would have to do that. There's a couple items here. This is a public hearing, so I'll walk us through it. we have, for as long as I've been here, setting aside 300,000 pounds for the inshore harvest. And I'm not going to surprise any of you when I say there really isn't much inshore harvest, either commercially or recreationally. You saw how far below our recreational target we've been. Similarly, there were years in the past where we would be able to land over 100,000 pounds within the bay. In more recent years, all of the commercial fishing that takes place within the bay is closer to a harvest of 30 to 40,000 pounds. What we do by regulation at the end of every year is shift as much of that unused quota as we feel safe over to the offshore harvest. You'll see one of the recommended staff changes this year on page 2 of 8 of the regulation, which is page 5 of your eval, is the concept of only holding aside 100,000 pounds for the inshore fishery, with the knowledge that we could actually go in the other direction. If by some miracle flounder showed up back in the bay, we would have the option to come back in the fall and say we need to hold some of that back from the offshore fishery. But since we've just been shifting it over every year, I think it would provide a benefit to them and give us a better chance of utilizing that quota if we simply do so now. So as I mentioned, in 620-30, starting with subsection B there, the recommendation would be to put 100,000 pounds of quota as a set-aside for the bay fisheries. Another note is, again, I'll make it a little bit personal. When I started 12 years ago, the offshore or the quota for flounder that we were getting was large enough that we were dealing with four quarters and having four openings a year for the directed fishery. As the quota was cut, that moved down to two. And for no particular reason, we were doing a kind of a 70-30 split. With the quota being so small, leaving only 30% of the quota for the fall, would give them a trip somewhere around 3,000 to 4,000 pounds, and as I mentioned, they couldn't make any money off that. So another recommendation would be to change that split to a 60-40 split with the hopes that there will be enough in the fall for at least, say, a 5,000-pound trip limit, and hopefully closer to 6,000 pounds in the fall so that they can make at least two trips this year. As far as the opening, this one was kind of tight, and this is the one where I mentioned we work very closely with the other states. North Carolina has been open in January into February. They found that they didn't have a lot of vessels landing, so they were hoping to do an opening again either in mid-April, or they'll wait for us at the end of April. So this is a little bit unusual, but at least it avoided me standing in front of you with an emergency request for an amendment. We are recommending opening tomorrow, opening the fishery on March 1st, allowing each vessel the ability to land 7,500 pounds from that opening date, March 1st, through April 30th. They can land a total of 7,500 pounds for each vessel. And you can find this on page 7 of your evaluations, or 4 of 8 in the regulation. So this is in Section 40, starting with subsection C. And those are the sum total of the amendments that staff is recommending. As I mentioned, this is a public hearing. We haven't received any written public comment this time around, but we did work with, you know, we do have the endorsement of all the fish houses where summer flounder are landed for the offshore fishery, and quite a few of the participants from out of state, North Carolina, Massachusetts, and New Jersey.
Peace in the Valley. Questions from the commission? This is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter at all? Anyone? Seeing none, public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I move that we approve staff recommendations.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Minor to approve the staff recommendations. Second by Mr. Neal. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. The motion passes unanimously.